Get a mini mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
The host, Belleville Raiders, on a six-game win streak, hosting Arena today, and we are in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Belleville leads it by a score of 4-0. Arena certainly with some chances and a couple of missed opportunities. Leadoff hitters on this last inning and couldn't come up with a clutch hit. Sacrificed him and pushed him over to second and third, but that is as far as they could get. Nate Jennings continues his warm-ups. He was on base when that inning ended, and as a result, given a little extra time to get to the field and get his warm-ups on. Four runs for Belleville, two in the first and two in the fifth. That's how we stand, and we're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Miller with a throw down to Ault at shortstop and around the horn for Arena and back to the pitcher. Heads off to Arena. They really have done well with some young players, and they've stuck together. That's the real key in hometown of baseball. You can't have different lineups every single year. Maybe add an additional player here and there, but the nucleus stays together, and they're all in their mid to late 20s, where you start to be able to do some damage, perhaps. Bouncer deep in the hole, it's short. Ault with a long throw, and they can't quite get him. Or is it? Close play. They got him at first base. Time is called. They called him out. Looked like the ball had popped loose, and I think that's probably going to be the call. You don't have the Fox cast replay. So safe is the call, and that is the proper call. Ludlum will call it an infield single. And the batter will be Leo Koenig. 1-for-3 today at a single back in the fourth inning. The base umpire was a little bit blocked out there. Did not see ball come out of Trey Schulte's glove. Trey was stretching for all he was worth. Runner leading at first. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Throw back to first. Not in time. Nothing in one. Bottom part of the order here has done pretty well for Belleville today. Each of the bottom three have had at least a hit. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Just happy we're getting this game in, going to get it in its full amount today. And coming here in the forecast, it was not a done deal. Here's a rip to left center field. Coming over the Arena left fielder, and Braden Prohaska pulls it in for out number one. One away, and the batter will be Jacob Sheehan. I'm looking over the scorebook here, and there just have not been too many outfield putouts. They've been hit through the infield, or infield has made plays. Looks like there was a fly ball to center field that was caught. And that was back in the second inning. This might be only the second outfield putout today. That's kind of rare. Here is a strike call, nothing and one, on Jacob Sheehan, who is the new pitcher. On and relief today of Mello. Ludlum leads at first base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nate gets it by with a little bit of juice on that one. Nothing and two. Nate can throw the ball hard. Probably only about 30 miles an hour faster than his dad did. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Caught him looking. Jacob Sheehan called out. 5 for Nate Jennings since coming out in relief, and that'll bring up Nate Ryder. Ryder, the shortstop, and ready to bat here in the eighth inning. Ludlum back to first. Nate Jennings to the belt. Here's a pitch. Curveball hit to center field. Coming on now is Wyatt Miller, and he's got it for out number three. That will do it. Well, Arena will be down to his final chance. No runs and a hit, no errors. One left on in the eighth for Belleville. They lead it 4-0 as we go to the ninth inning on WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
And the top of the ninth inning for Arena, pinch batting is Chuck White in the place of Danny Robson. And then the top of the order, Eli Alt and Jimmy Jennings. 4-0 Belleville. Jacob Sheehan on for his second inning of relief work. Looking down the barrel. And here's the pitch to White. He'll take a look at a strike. 0-1 for the Aces. Trying to get something started here. Sheehan from the windup. The 0-1 is swung out and missed. Strike two. 0-2 to White. Chuck White back in. Sheehan with the 0-2 offering. It's down low for a ball. 1-2 to the hitter. Jacob looks fairly young. I'm not sure. Not a very good judge of ages, but I would say fresh out of high school, a year or so maybe. This one is upstairs for a ball, and the count goes to 2-2. Otherwise, Belleville is a fairly young squad, but do have some guys that have been around the league for a handful of years. 2-2 offering. It's swung on and missed, and there is one away. Two strikeouts now for Sheehan, and we go back to the top of the order. Here is Elijah Alt. Alt has been on base twice. Singled in the third, reached an error in the seventh. Reached on an error in the seventh and ready to work here in the ninth inning. Sheehan with a pitch. It is down low. One ball and no strikes. Belleville two outs away from a playoff victory here at their home park, leading 4-0. 1-0 pitch, popped foul against the screen, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Green has had some base runners. They've just lacked that clutch hit. 1-1 to Alt, here's the deal, and he wanted to offer, but it's down low. Good thing he held his swing. Two balls and a strike to Elijah Alt. Sheehan ready, deals, down low, ball three. 3-1 on Alt. Arena needs four to keep it going here today. 3-1. Sheehan winds and pitches. That one is high and inside, and Elijah Alt is on at first base. He takes a free pass. First one given up by Jacob Sheehan. Now, Jimmy Jennings. Alt at first base. Arena four runs down. Is not going to be too risky on the base pants. Here's the pitch. That one got away. It's a ball. One ball and no strikes. See if Arena can put a little push into it, put a little scare in Belleville here in the ninth inning. Belleville with two runs in the first, two in the fifth. That's the extent of the scoring. Here's the pitch. A That is called a strike. A ball and a strike now to Jennings. Alt tags at first base. She and ready the deal. Foul straight back by Jimmy. Count is one ball and two strikes. And working quickly, awaiting the batter's arrival. Alt leading briefly at first, one and two, offering the pitch. Check swing, they call it a strike. Jennings held his swing, but the umpire said it was strike three. That'll be the second out. And third strikeout for Sheehan. Bray Schulte will be the batter. Schulte has popped out and hit by a pitch. Struck out, and he has flown out. Runner at first base. Sheehan with a pitch, runner going. It's a ball. Throw to second base, and they didn't get him. Alt steals the base on a close play and comes up. Hurt his hand there a little bit. Elijah Alt looking at his hand. And so need a little tape off of the bag. Let's see. Alt sliding in, cut his wrist, it looks like. So they are bringing out a towel for him on the head first slide. Got the hand in there. Must be some rocks out there. As we told you, the ball has been taking some really weird bounces out there in second base area. So they're going to check on the wrist of Eli Alt. So that's not a good sign for Arena, especially moving forward with games coming up on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Already down a couple of players. Alex Stotts out with an injury and also missing Alan Spurley as well. So injury time in Belleville. And again, our score is a 4-0 Belleville lead. They're an out away from officially putting it in the scorebook today. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll be back to the location at Belleville, at Belleville Community Park, in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Welcome back to Belleville. They have got Elijah Alt's wrist patched up a little bit. So his hand is a little bit opened up, it looks like. So he's going to stay in the game. They've got it wrapped up. He's holding his hand up. But they're saying that caught it on a cleat on the slide at second base. But Alt, he wants to stay in the game. Holding his hand up now is kind of keep it up in the air, and he's leading. There's the pitch, and that one is a ball to Trey Schulte. Two away in the ninth inning, 4-0 Belleville in the lead in his playoff game. Belleville an out away from putting into the books. Schulte looking for his first hit. It'd be a good time to get it right here. There's the deal. Foul back. 2-1 the count. Nate Jennings due next. New baseball coming out for Sheehan. There are, two, three Sheehans in the game for Belleville. Two balls and a strike to Schulte. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 3-1. Elijah Alt back to second base again, keeping that right hand upward, elevated here as he leads at second base. There's the pitch ripped in the air, and it is caught. That'll do it. Second baseman makes a nice play at the end. Pulled in by Urquhart for the final out, and that will do it as Belleville advances in the playoffs with the victory today. In the top of the ninth inning, no runs for Arena, no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. Today's final final in 8 1/2 innings at Belleville Community Park. The Belleville Raiders 4 and the Arena Aces nothing. We'll be back with a Hometown of Baseball postgame show next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Belleville Community Park. 4-0, the final score. The Raiders get the win today over the visiting Arena Aces. The winning pitcher is Stephen Mello. He goes a total of 7 innings today, strikes out 8, walks 4, and gives up 3 Arena hits. Jacob Sheehan came out in relief. He gives up 2 hits, strikes out 3, and walks 1. On the other side, Eli Ault, the starting pitcher for Arena, walks 2, strikes out 3, gives up a total of 8 base hits. Nate Jennings pitches the final 3 innings. He gives up 3 hits, strikes out 4 on the day. And the leading hitters in the game, Sam Urquhart, 2-for-4 for Belleville with a 2-run home run in the 5th inning. And also it was 2-for-4 for Drew Hack. He goes with a couple of hits at the end. Matt Everson doubled, and he has a total of 1-for-3 overall. For Arena, 2-for-4 for Nate Jennings. Eli Ault, 1-for-3 and with a walk. Also 1-for-3 for Max Miller, 1-for-2 with a walk and a sacrifice for Wyatt Miller for Arena. 4 runs, 11 hits for Belleville. Also, they commit 1 error, and they strand a total of 8 for Arena. No runs. They pick up a total of 5 base hits. They also commit a total of, let's see, 2 errors, and they strand a total of 11. Big day. They could have had some big hits in there. They really needed some hits to knock in some runs. They left the bases loaded today, and they left the bases loaded twice. They were able to turn double plays twice defensively on Belleville, a turn of a double play, 4-3 double play in the third on a caught line drive and a double up at first. And then in the very next inning, a 6-4-3 double play as it went Nate Jennings over to Jimmy Jennings and Trey Schulte, an old-fashioned double play, and that ended the Belleville threat. And so there were quite a few plays like that, but Arena needed to get some clutch hits in there. It could not get the runs home that they needed to get home, and they fall here, shut out in Belleville, 4-0 the final score. Ironically, that was the score that Arena won by a year ago when they played here in Belleville. Arena won 4 to nothing. So advancing in the playoffs, Belleville now will play their next opponent coming up on Sunday. Hometown of baseball playoffs will continue with the semifinals. Belleville, being a third seed, presumably would be hosting a game next week. Number one seed Dodgeville, number two seed Verona hosting games today. And Mount Hope Pine Bluff, a fourth seed, hosting Hollandale. So depending on how it comes out in that game, Belleville appearing to have a shot anyway at a home game next week. With the win, they are 10-3 in Sunday action, and Arena falls to 7-7 with today's loss. Thanks to coaches and managers here for Arena, Nick Jennings and Nick Larson, for their assistance in the ball game today. And for local fans of Arena, we wish we had better news. But again, Belleville holds off, gets the shutout 4-0, the final score in 8 1/2 innings of play. Today's game engineered by Tim Feed. And this is Phil Nee signing off from Belleville. We hope you enjoyed this afternoon's Home Talent Baseball broadcast from WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Jones Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
I was a young'un. I don't remember ever going hungry. Daddy made sure we didn't do without. I went to school with some of these fellas. They had money and I was jealous. I didn't know then what I know now. Daddy'd say you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. It's what's inside that really matters. Daddy never was a Cadillac kind. He said some things just glitter and shine. Taught us that love was the one thing money couldn't buy. Daddy never was a Cadillac kind. I left right out of high school, got me a big car, thought it was real cool, cruising around the old neighborhood. I'd see Daddy after church on Sunday, say you'll have to go riding with me someday. Just said no, never understood. He asked me how I bought it, I told him on credit. Daddy just smiled, I'll never forget it. Daddy never was a Cadillac kind. He said some things just glitter and shine. Taught us that love was the one thing money couldn't buy. Daddy never was a Cadillac kind. It took a while, but now I'm grown. Settled last November. I don't remember him ever looking better, all laid out in his Sunday best. I'm sure instead of all that attention, all he'd have wanted was a few words mentioned. A simple man
simply lay to rest. As they drove him away in that big Cadillac with a tear in my eye, I had to laugh. Cause daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said some things just glitter and shine. Well, just this once, I hope daddy enjoyed the ride. Cause daddy never was the Cadillac kind. No, my daddy never was the Cadillac kind.
There's a big old hole that goes right through the soul of this old shoe. And the water on the ground ain't got no place else it's found. So it's only got one thing left to do. Just creep on in. Creep on in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done. There's a silver moon, came a little too soon. Oh, for me to bear, it shines brightly on my bed. And the shadows overhead won't let me sleep as long as it's there. Just creep on in, creep on in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done. There's a big old hole that goes right through my soul. Oh, that ain't nothing new. So as long as you're around, I got no place else you found. There's only one thing left for you to do. You just creep on in. Creep on in. And once you have begun, you don't stop until you're done. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done sneaking in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done sneaking in. Sneaking in.
Sneaking in.
Sneaking in.
Creeping in.
Sneaking in.
Sneaking in.
Sneaking in.
Sneaking in.
Creeping in.
Gonna keep creeping on in.
Creep.
Creeping in.
Was Dolly Parton with Nora Jones and Creepin' In on Country and Community. And I'm Tim Thede, creeping in after the Home Talent League broadcast today. First of all, just want to let you know our temperature is currently at 80 degrees, and that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge at 328. And we did receive just a brief shower of rain here at the studios. Not much. I looked out the way I knew. I looked out at the pavement out there, the driveway, and just saw where there was a few wet spots on there, but not much. So we just got a trace of rain here in Richland Center, and I think that's the way it's going to be throughout the rest of the day and the evening. We'll probably have some sporadic scattered showers here and there, but nothing to worry about. But if you do go out and about, it wouldn't hurt to probably take an umbrella with you, and that way you don't get wet, just in case we do have any good downpours. But we'll keep our fingers crossed that we don't. Just wanted to let you know that the Plane Fire and EMS celebration is still going on today. And, of course, they got 12U baseball tournaments going on, live music as well. And also going on, there's a fire truck rides going on right now. So if you'd like to ride the fire truck, head on over to Plane, because that's going on until 4 o'clock today. Also going on, you can still have a little bit of time if you want to head down to the Aiky School Museum, as they are open until 4 o'clock today. So if you want a quick tour of the Aiky School Museum, go ahead and do that. And then also the Historic Temple Theater in Viroqua is hosting Joan Osborne at 8 o'clock, and tickets are priced at $45. And they are available on historictempletheater.com. Tickets online, so go ahead and do that. And speaking of that Home Talent League game, I forgot to mention to you earlier, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Home Talent League game. And right now, and actually the final of that game was 4-0. I was thinking about the Brewers. I was going to give you an update on that. That's why I said right now. But no, that was 4-0 was the final of that game. Belleville knocking Arena out of the playoffs in Home Talent League baseball. And right now, the Brewers are up ahead of the Miami Marlins by a score of 6-1. We'll see if they can hold on to that lead. Hopefully, it isn't blown like it's happened over the past couple games. And that's in the bottom of the sixth inning. And you can listen to that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO FM.
100.9 WRCO.
Stay. called us for. While this six string calls my name, baby, I'll be missing you.
In its place on the mail was a letter. You read west to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you. Sat there alone, all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? Back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
There we go. Pushed the wrong button there. There we go. So that was Dasha with Austin on Country and Community. And right now our current temperature is 80 degrees. Sorry about that little bit of silence there, but I'm back on here to bring you some more great information and let you know what's going on. And let you know that later on this evening, be sure to listen, keep it tuned here, I should say, right, to WRCO 100.9 FM as Bo Hinrichs will be hosting Old Country. Bo has some great classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, as well as on the Civic Media app. And tomorrow, big day kicking off for the week, the radio auction for Walk with Grace, and a lot of great items in this auction. You can find a list of the auction items on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com and then do a search for WRCO Radio, and we'll go to our webpage and check out the items on there. We also have pictures of the items as well, so you can see what you're bidding on. Also, there is a list of the items on WRCO.com. You just go to the WRCO.com, look towards the top, you'll see up in the top Grace Auction, and then click that on, and you'll have all the items too. And if you are going to bid this week, you are going to need a bidder's number. So you can call. You're more than welcome to call during the week, during the auction or before the auction, and get your bidder number. Sometimes before might be a little bit better. And then also you can call yet today. I'll be here till 6 o'clock this evening. So if you want to call, I can set you up with a bidder number. And all we do is you give us your name, your number, and then we'll give you the number. And that's the number you'll use to bid on some great items right here on WRCO during our Walk with Grace auction. And if you do happen to call today and you don't get an answer right away, please try back again, as I may be busy doing the news if you're doing it at that time or be on the air. So if I don't answer right away, try back again later, and I'll be happy to set you up with a bidder's number. And good luck if you are going to bid on during the WRCO Walk with Grace radio auction, once again, from tomorrow through Friday from 10 until 12 each day.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff, as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two-Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pull on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig, and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Furman heritage with us.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO.
One of these days, I'm gonna take me a little time off. Maybe in between the summer and fall, we can slip away. One of these days, I'm gonna build you that little white house, a picket fence and a wraparound. One of these days. I ain't crazy, I swear, babe. stick around, but only if you wanna stay. I hope you don't run out before I run out of one of these. See the sunset in California. I'll pull your clothes, girl, and without warning, I'll get down on a knee. I'll get out of range, put it on your pretty little hand. Swear forever that I'll be your man one of these days.
Face. She combs his hair. She helps him find his rocking chair. She cooks his meals. She wipes his mouth and the window that he's looking out. She reads him books. She speaks his name. Oh, every day is much the same. She sighs that sigh from deep within. One that says she misses him. She misses his gentle touch and the way he used to make her laugh. She misses the man he was in all of those old photographs. So strong, so kind, so sweet, so smart, the man who stole her very heart. She misses him. His children come on Saturday. They're at his feet. His grandkids play. It's sad they don't know him at all. He's just the one they call Grandpa. They take out his trash. They mow his lawn. Things he can't do since he's been gone. She's grateful that they're pitching in. And like everyone, she misses him. She misses his gentle touch and the way he used to make her laugh. She misses the man he was in all of the. Strong, so kind, so sweet, so smart, the man who stole her very heart. She misses him. And yes, they're still together after all these. gentle touch and the way he used to make her laugh. She misses the man he was in all of those old photographs. So strong, so kind, so sweet, so smart. The man who stole her very heart. She misses him.
Partly cloudy tonight with some patchy fog. It'll be humid, lows in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers more prominent in the afternoon. Still humid with a high of